Psalm 54. To the chief musician on Neganoth, a Maskil, a psalm of David. When the Ziphims came and said to Saul, "Doth not David hide himself with us?" Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. Have you ever reached out to help someone, only to have it backfire on you? Have you ever gone out of your way to deliver someone, only to have them turn on you? Have you ever just genuinely loved someone to do good for them, only to have them stab you in the back and turn you over to the enemy? Well, so did David. You know what to do in that moment when you're unsure what step to take? Cry out to God. Cry out to Him to save you because of His great name. Cry out to God to judge the matter by His strength. Don't defend yourself. Don't avenge yourself. Don't try to stand as the judge and figure everything out and search the motives of men's hearts. Just cry out to the Lord to defend you, and He will hear your prayer. He will give ear to your cry. It doesn't matter who your enemies are. It doesn't matter what the story is. Just stay humble before the Lord, and He will defend you. He will help you to see who your true friends are and who the pretenders are. He will bring judgment in His due time, and He will repay His enemies to their face. He will cut them off in His truth, because they would not receive the love of the truth, but instead had pleasure in unrighteousness. Vengeance is not yours, it's not ours, but vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. God does not want you burdened with that task. He does not want you laden down with such matters. No, He wants us to stand fast in the liberty of Christ. He wants us to be free in Him, free to love, free to forgive, free to live, and free to sacrifice ourselves to Him. He wants you to be free to praise His name, for His name is above all other names. Be confident. Be steadfast. Be certain, He will deliver you out of all your troubles, and you will see the salvation and the judgment of our God upon man. Have you been betrayed? Have you been turned over to the enemy? Don't seek vengeance. Cry out to God. He will hear. Pray for forgiveness. Pray for repentance. Pray for their salvation. Cry out to God. He will save. Psalm 54.